Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Welcome to the podcast. If you'd like to listen to an ad-free version of this episode and all of our episodes, then search True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts and press subscribe. That's our premium channel where all of our ad-free and advanced episodes live, all in one place. True Crime Today Premium Plus. Search it on Apple Podcasts and press subscribe. Even try it for 3 days free.
You're about to take a deep dive into one of the biggest true crime cases in the universe, or at least on our part of the planet. From the Hidden Killers podcast and True Crime Today.
Kitty Menendez was, on the surface, a glamorous and dedicated mother, embodying the ideal of 1980s California wealth. But beneath that polished exterior lay deep struggles within herself, her marriage, and her family. These unspoken tensions ultimately unraveled in one of the most shocking murders in American history, when her own sons, Lyle and Eric Menendez, shot and killed her and their father, Jose Menendez, in their Beverly Hills mansion. Born as Mary Louise Anderson in Oak Lawn, Illinois, in 1941, Kitty's early life was marked by turmoil. Raised in a middle-class family, she was the youngest of four children, but her home life was far from stable. Her father, Charles Anderson, was abusive toward her mother and the children. This environment shaped Kitty's sense of self from an early age, leaving her both emotionally scarred and deeply withdrawn. As her parents' relationship fell apart, she withdrew into herself, becoming isolated and finding it hard to form meaningful connections. Despite this, she had big dreams of escaping that small suburban world, moving toward a more glamorous future. By the time she was a young woman, Kitty had developed into a stunning beauty. In 1962, she was crowned Miss Oak Lawn, a local pageant that seemed to signal a different life, one that was filled with promise and escape from her painful past. It was during this time that she met Jose Menendez, a Cuban immigrant who had fled to the United States in search of a better life. The two were an unlikely pair. Kitty was 2 years older, but they quickly fell in love, with Jose's intense ambition and charm captivating her. The couple married in 1963, despite Jose's family's objections, as they believed he was too young for marriage. Kitty and Jose soon relocated to New York City, where Jose pursued his education and later began his rise in the business world. As Jose's career advanced, Kitty put her own ambitions aside to support him, transitioning from her early work as a schoolteacher to becoming a full-time homemaker, dedicated to raising their two sons, Lyle and Eric. Kitty's role in the family was complex. To outsiders, she appeared as the doting mother, fiercely protective of her children, and deeply supportive of Jose's success. But behind closed doors, the marriage was strained. Jose was a man of immense ambition, and with that came a controlling nature. He demanded a lot from Kitty, and she became increasingly despondent as his attention wandered elsewhere, including into the arms of other women. Jose's infidelity, which spanned years, pushed Kitty into a deep depression. She became increasingly dependent on drugs and alcohol, often using substances to numb her pain. According to reports from friends and family, Kitty attempted suicide multiple times, devastated by Jose's affairs and the erosion of the life she had once dreamed of. As the cracks in the marriage deepened, so did the dysfunction within the family. Kitty's relationship with her sons grew more complicated as Lyle and Eric entered adolescence. Friends and family have described Kitty as a mother who spoiled her children, but she was also strict and controlling in her own ways. While Jose was often absent due to his work, Kitty maintained a strong grip on the boys' lives, enforcing her own rules and expectations. As her mental health deteriorated, her son's resentment grew. The full extent of the family's dysfunction didn't come to light until after the murders. In the trials of Lyle and Eric, shocking allegations emerged about the abuse they claimed to have suffered at the hands of both of their parents. According to Lyle's testimony, Kitty had been emotionally and physically abusive. he accused her of psychological torment, alleging that she would throw away his belongings in fits of rage, kick him, and drag him by his hair to his room. These accusations painted a stark contrast to the image of the devoted mother that many had assumed her to be. More disturbingly, Lyle also claimed that his mother had sexually abused him, beginning when he was around 11 years old. He testified that she would invite him into her bed and ask him to touch her inappropriately. According to Lyle, the abuse continued until he was in his early teens. While these claims were never proven, they became a central part of the defense during the brothers' trials, where they argued that the years of abuse led them to kill their parents in an act of self-defense. The defense's argument hinged on the idea that the Menendez brothers were trapped in a cycle of abuse, driven to a breaking point by their parents' cruel treatment. The narrative that emerged was one of a family torn apart by power, control, and deep psychological wounds. While Jose was often portrayed as the primary abuser, the allegations against Kitty highlighted her role in what some saw as a toxic and destructive family dynamic. As the trial progressed, the public's perception of Kitty shifted. Initially viewed as a victim of her son's brutal actions, the courtroom revelations complicated her legacy. Friends and family members, including her brother Brian Anderson, spoke to the press, describing Kitty as a woman who had once been full of life and promise, but who had lost herself in the pressures of her marriage and motherhood. Her brother, in particular, expressed his disbelief at the abuse allegations, emphasizing that while the marriage may have been fraught, he couldn't reconcile the woman he knew with the monster that was being described in the courtroom. The abuse allegations were further complicated by testimony from Eric and Lyle's cousin, Diane Vandermolen, who claimed that Lyle had confided in her about being molested by Jose when he was just 8 years old. According to Diane, she brought this information to Kitty, who reacted coldly and took Lyle back to his room without addressing the issue. This testimony suggested that Kitty may have been aware of the abuse and either ignored it or was complicit in covering it up. Despite the shocking nature of these allegations, the defense was unable to convince the jury. In the brothers' first trial, the jury was deadlocked, resulting in a mistrial. However, in their retrial, the focus on the alleged abuse was significantly reduced, and the brothers were ultimately convicted of first-degree murder in 1996. The conviction solidified the narrative of Kitty as both a victim and, in some ways, a perpetrator of the tragedy that befell her family. She was a woman whose dreams and ambitions had been slowly eroded by a toxic marriage and the pressures of maintaining an image of perfection. Kitty's struggles with mental health and addiction, coupled with the control exerted by Jose, created an environment in which both she and her sons were trapped in a cycle of dysfunction. Kitty Menendez's legacy is a complex one. She was not just the glamorous housewife that she appeared to be, nor was she solely a victim of her son's violence. She was a woman shaped by a difficult childhood, a troubled marriage, and the immense pressures of motherhood. In many ways, Kitty's story is one of lost potential, a woman who might have lived a very different life if not for the circumstances that ultimately consumed her. In the years since her death, Kitty has been portrayed in numerous films and TV shows, each offering a slightly different perspective on who she was and what role she played in the family's tragic end. Actress Chloe Sevigny, who portrayed Kitty in the Netflix series Monsters, described her as a woman caught in the cycle of abuse, trying to maintain a facade of control even as her world crumbled around her. It's a portrayal that attempts to bring nuance to a figure who has often been overshadowed by the violence of her son's actions. Kitty Menendez may forever be remembered as the mother whose sons murdered her in cold blood, but the full story of who she was is much more complicated. She was a woman who suffered, who made mistakes, and who, in the end, was caught in a family tragedy that spiraled out of control. The legacy of that tragedy continues to captivate the public as we try to understand how a seemingly perfect life could have gone so terribly wrong.
In a world where the darkest secrets lie just beneath the surface.
They said it was an accident, but the evidence says otherwise.
Where hidden killers roam unnoticed. in the shadows.
I think you would definitely be looking at a blend of toxic, very bad narcissistic personality traits, and they will be vengeful and possibly resort to violence.
Join Tony Bruschi as he uncovers the truth behind the most chilling cases.
They said it was an accident, but the evidence clearly says otherwise.
Each episode, we dig deep into the minds of those who commit the unthinkable.
To your point on narcissism, he thinks in his own mind how witty he is.
Yeah.
But he lost that jury. I was done with him in 2 minutes.
From unsolved mysteries to infamous crimes.
Geez, you've just talked about how you taught yourself how to do everything under the sun. I bet you did a YouTube video, how to best kill somebody with a knife.
Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi takes you where few dare to go.
How does someone with such a dark secret go unnoticed for so long?
With multiple new episodes every single day.
We're not just telling stories, we're seeking justice.
Listen now on Apple Podcasts or wherever you get your podcasts. Just search for Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Game night's fun until someone spends 5 minutes lining up one shot. Chalk, breathe, re-chalk. Still aiming. While they figure it out, I fire up Chumba Casino. I can spin anywhere, anytime, and there's always a new social casino game every week. Spins happen way faster than that shot. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Don't miss Scarpetta, a propulsive new crime thriller starring Academy Award winner Nicole Kidman, Academy Award winner Jamie Lee Curtis, Emmy winner Bobby Cannavale, with Emmy nominee Simon Baker and Academy Award winner Ariana DeBose. Scarpetta follows Dr. Kay Scarpetta, Nicole Kidman, a brilliant and no-nonsense chief medical examiner, as she investigates a haunting murder that strangely parallels her first major case from decades earlier. Is the case that made her the case that breaks her? Based on the best-selling crime novels by Patricia Cornwell, Scarpetta is both a crime thriller and messy family drama that will keep you on the edge of your seat. Get ready to hunt a serial killer in the satisfying series with terrifying twists and an ending you won't see coming. Watch all episodes of Scarpetta now, only on Prime Video.
Drew McIntyre here from WWE. Wielding the Claymore can be a life of chaos. When I'm not dominating in the ring, Chumba Casino is how this warrior takes a wee break. With hundreds of online social games and new weekly releases, there's always something fresh to try. And those daily boosts, next level. Even my free time feels like Valhalla. So when life feels like a battle, kick up your feet, have some fun, and let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, it's Cole Swindell. After I give everything I've got to land a perfect vocal, I usually take 5 before jumping into the next track. And I've learned exactly how to recharge in that time. Some folks grab coffee. I hit a quick good luck spin. Next thing you know, the break is just as fun as laying down the track. A better break makes for a better take. Need a break? Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus TNC supply. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.